Egypt has invited all the major Palestinian factions to Cairo this week for another round of talks on a potential ceasefire in their conflict with Israel. The talks, to begin tomorrow, have generated broad approval among Palestinians, but the ceasefire idea is drawing opposition from the Islamist factions, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The Cairo talks will touch on a wide range of issues, but it's the prospect of a Palestinian ceasefire that's attracting international attention. In Ramallah, where the Palestinian Authority still retains some of the power it has wielded since the mid-1990s, support for the ceasefire appears solid. But Palestinian Labor Minister Hassan Khatib says he's not certain that goal can be achieved this week.
The formula that the Egyptians suggested is about complete Palestinian unilateral ceasefire. That's acceptable by Arafat, but it seems that the Egyptians are having difficulties with the others.
The others include Islamic Jihad and Hamas, who remain strong in the embattled West Bank cities of Jenin, Nablus, and Hebron, and in the Gaza Strip. In Gaza City, where donkey carts jockey with cars for space on the streets, Hamas has long enjoyed strong support. The name stands for the Islamic Resistance Movement, and it grew out of the Muslim Brotherhood Society in the late 1980s. Even Palestinians who don't share the Hamas goal of establishing an Islamic society admire the faction for its charity work and its image of incorruptibility. The suicide attacks against Israelis are not universally supported, even here. But Hamas spokesman Abdelaziz Rantisi is confident that Palestinians still want someone to stand up to the Israelis and tell them to get out of the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
I can say that Egypt wants from Palestinians to stop resistance for a while, but we can't do that because we are under occupation and aggression. Stopping resistance now means only one thing, that we are defeated, and so there will be more and more aggression to our people.
It's a classic standoff. Israel says it won't even consider pulling out of the West Bank and Gaza Strip until the attacks against its citizens are ended. Hamas says it won't agree to a ceasefire until Israel pulls back to its 1967 borders. Israel's ruling Likud party says evacuating settlements and withdrawing the troops that guard them would be rewarding terrorism. Hamas, not a ruling party, but one that appears to be growing in strength, says halting its attacks would be to reward Israel's illegal seizure of territory. Palestinian lawmaker Ziad Abu Amr says both sides are wrong to lay down conditions that essentially preclude the possibility of peace talks.
I think it's very important that people should sit and talk immediately and not lay down the preconditions. Because with the continuation of the Israeli occupation policies, no Palestinian can be convincing, not Yasser Arafat, nobody else, about a unilateral ceasefire. It has to be embraced by the two sides.
A unilateral, if temporary, Palestinian ceasefire is precisely what Egypt hopes to coax out of this week's meeting. Officials from the Arab League and the Fatah movement have dropped hints that Palestinian factions might agree on a limited truce to see if it brings a positive Israeli response, setting the stage for further progress. But Hamas spokesman Rantisi says whatever happens in Cairo, Hamas will never give up its struggle for a free and independent Palestine, even though more than 2 years of armed resistance has brought nothing but death and destruction to the Palestinian people.
Believe me, there are some things worse than death, to live under humiliation. We are defending our dignity. We are not slaves, and Israelis should know that.
Comments such as those are earning Hamas respect on the street. But analysts here and in Israel say they do nothing to bring a Palestinian state any closer to reality. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza City.